Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Afet Mariam Ali, and we are coming at you. It is June 21st. Golly, it is June 21st, and welcome to summer. I pray that everyone took advantage of yesterday's energy, and as we are taking advantage of the energy, I really want to give praise and glory and honor and all of that good stuff to the Most High for ensuring that we can do this work, for giving us the tools to be able to do this work, and for showing the connectivity of doing this work. So I am honored to do my work and be a vessel, and I am honored that you are joining us tonight. Also want to let you know exactly, I'm just going to talk about it a little bit, research strawberry moon, summer solstice, full moon energy. Okay, sorry about that, family. But welcome to the manifestation energy. This is a time where you should be setting goals and really being very conscious of what you're even thinking and saying, because it is going to come forward. It's going to manifest. As you know, we are in, what is this week? We're going into week three. We're going into week four of the HEART course, Healing African-American Relationships Today. And it has been a wonderful journey. So the next five weeks now, we are going to just coincide the radio show with each class. And the relationships that we worked on last week was the role of the black men. The week before it was the role of the black woman. And just to give you an illustration and so you can visualize how it works, the sisters were on the inner circle, the brothers were on the outer circle, the brothers were not allowed to participate verbally. And then last week we reversed it. Due to participation, the brothers did vote and allow the sisters to engage. And it was some incredible, some beautiful, beautiful work and healing. Everyone in the class walked away saying, I feel like we're getting some understanding. And that understanding is exactly what it's going to take for us to truly heal our community, beginning to effectively communicate, beginning to attentively listening, and expressing ourselves in the most productive manner. So we were all elated, and this coming week is going to be very, very, very profound as well. So the role of the black man in the community and why that role has to be supported and uplifted by all parties involved in the black community are vital things to the healing of our community. The vulnerability and the transparency that was given in the class, and I pray that on this line we can share the same thing, was exactly what was needed for the understanding to happen. It got tense. It got really tense. It got uncomfortable, but all of us collectively decided that we were going to figure it out, and we did, and that healing process was able to manifest through even our misunderstandings or even through definitions being improper or whatever it was, we got through it. So one of the most uplifting things about the black man, and I just want to, before we even begin, stress the importance of why it is so important for the black man to be properly in the role that he needs to be in for our community. Living in this society, all odds are against the brothers, okay? And a lot of times black women and within, it is misconceived that the sisterhood does not support that. It is a false understanding from brothers that we found that men tend to think that because we say we belong to the sacred sisterhood, that we are in an illusion about the state of the black man, and we are not. And what one of the clearest things was that because of all of the history, the post-traumatic slave syndrome, all of the things that have contributed to the degradation of the black man's role in the community, it is a collective responsibility that we all supported the sisters who are not brothers, as well as the brothers live up to a standard that is greatness, that is really genuinely who they are, and remember that they are tapped into that greatness and the support that's needed. We opened up the class, and it was very, very interesting to see how it was approached. You know, we got to witness how very different men communicate versus women, and I don't know about other cultures, and HEART is for African American communities, so I'm not going to say generally, but black men and black women communicate very differently. It is not a contrast, it is a balance. So, you know, there was a there I have curriculum, and you know what we're going to cover in each class. And it was very much task-based. It was very much, hey, let me touch on this, let me explain this, let me explain this, let me explain this, versus with the sisters, it was very much it was received as it was a purging. But for the sisters, it wasn't a purging, it was us addressing issues. We did not follow the skeleton. We did not, as the women, and the men doing so, we were able to, I think all of the women in the class were able to really stop and say, wow, these are totally different. Well, I can hear it because the women weren't allowed to speak last week. And not being able to speak allowed that black masculinity to shine through, and explaining what misrepresentations that sisters may have had in their heads about the position that men have when it comes to engaging with us, when it comes to issues, when it comes to fatherhood, when it comes to brotherhood, all of these things, right? When we give the brothers their rightful position again, when we and I'm going to stress this to the sisters, when we give it to them, not waiting for them to take it and earn it, when we give it to them and we hold that accountability to them and allow the accountability to be held to us as well, one of the biggest misunderstandings was brothers feeling like we weren't holding ourselves accountable, that we weren't being held responsible for the state of things and where they were. And the truth is that's not a position that we take. It's just sometimes it needs to be expressed. And sometimes it is unproductive. Sometimes it is just about not being able to hold on to the energy. And we all, brothers and sisters, have to find a way to eliminate the unproductiveness. Or if not eliminating it, we have to find a way to be able to receive it without it blocking our ability to move forward and go and get to the goal, which I am very, very pleased that this course and this group of people very much did do that. There were some things that may have been received as that's unproductive energy, or that's that we don't need to put energy there. But in now all actuality, getting it out, it's no such thing as real. I mean, when you really think about energy, there's no such thing as unproductive. There's no such thing as not being useful, because it is going to deter you, or it's going to guide you, or it's going to lead you, whatever the case may be. It is going to produce the results for you to get into the space that you need to get into. So there's really, when we're talking about, I'm not talking about ego and pride, I'm talking about energy. When we're talking about energy, there's no such thing as unproductive energy. Everything happens the way it is supposed to. And I think with last week's class, with the role of the black man, we were very much able to see the balance of femininity and masculinity and why it's so important to be productive, even when it feels uncomfortable and unproductive, even when it feels that way, because it's just the reason why it feels that way is because you don't agree with it or you don't understand. But when you get into a place of truly trying to understand one another, and even not understanding, you may not understand, but respecting and honoring and the listening and allowing that to happen, we can get great results. The role of the brothers being supported by all the rest of the community is vital. We got some insight on brotherhood. We got some insight that there is a sacred brotherhood, but they are a little bit more rigid than the sisterhood, which makes sense because it's masculinity versus femininity, but the brotherhood is a little bit more rigid and not inviting all of the nonsense hardheads into the brotherhood. And what that did, even though there was a frustration, and I'm going to be honest and transparent myself, there was a frustration because, you know, one of the concerns was, well, when a brother is acting crazy with us, we want to be able to come to a brotherhood and say, hey, can these men hold them accountable? And as much as it hurt to hear, you know, the response was, well, sisters, why are you even engaging in these type of men? Like, you shouldn't even be engaging in these type of men. And as soon as you see that they're hard heads, why do you continue to stay? And that accountability was very quickly put on and had to be turned, which is really the truth, you know. And we can't expect the collective of men to do anything the same way that the collective of women will do. Yes, it's, and, you know, our rebuttal to that initially was, well, hold on. You heard that we said whatever the sister state is, if the sister is a streetwalker, we want to bring her into the sisterhood. And we learned very quickly that the brotherhood is like, nah, if they don't have any sense, we don't want to be associated with them, period. And what that did was made us reflect on how we have contributed to the nonsense in the community and the responsibility of the woman's role and why it is so vital and why it is so important. And the brothers are here to protect and provide. And there is this sacred brotherhood that we don't necessarily have access to, just as they don't have access to our sacred sisterhood. Brothers, I want to be very clear about heart and the course of heart, and why it's so important to have your participation. Because when we are able to engage and get different perspectives but hear the same theme, it gives us clarity. And sometimes you need to hear it from a different lens, because the lens that you may have been presented with is a response to who we are as women. So I believe the empowerment that happened was to be able to hear raw, honest, you know, very unfiltered representation of Black manhood without it being a response to who we are. And when it is a response to who we are, that's where we get caught up in ego and pride. But when we're hearing it from brothers that we don't know personally, and it's the same collective theme, it may be said differently, but it's the same theme, it can land better, and we can begin to understand, okay, this wasn't an attack on my character, because sometimes that shield is up with Black men, and it is a fight within the intimate relationships or other relationships even that they're involved in, and we are trying to figure out how do we get our point across? How do we relay that we are on your team? We are on your side. We just want to be respected and validated in our position without having to mold into what manhood is, because we truly want to be women. Another thing that's so important for brothers to understand is that when you are standing strong in your Black manhood and you allow us to stand strong in our Black womanhood, and then you allow the effects of our Black womanhood to truly penetrate you, it creates a bond and a sacred safety and a security for both of us. You know, I think last week one of the biggest eye-openers was that it creates a security for the brothers too. When the brothers hear and know that they have that type of support, when they know that they can depend on trust within their relationship, within their home, and all of these things, it allows them to grow as well. It gives them a sense of safety. It gives them a sense of security. Not to say that we're going to protect and provide for the men. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm saying in terms of spiritual exchange and the energetic exchange. It becomes far more sacred, and you can create your own fingerprint with each relationship that you have. And that was so beautiful to see that transparency and to see that honesty, because it allowed the sisters to say, oh, okay, you guys are affected by how wonderful of women we are. And sometimes it's not communicated verbally, but when we can sense it and it's at least honored, you know, everybody wants to know that they are extremely special and they are the one for you, and everybody, that's a bond that is necessary to be in full harmony and full balance. Black manhood, if we can support our brothers being divine husbands, being divine fathers, being divine brothers, divine friends, divine sons, what we do is allow the natural roles to take place. And brothers, when you say, I need a sister to be in her natural role so that I can be in my natural role, that exchange allows, it encourages, you know, and I can't speak for a man, but I imagine that it encourages you to know that I trust you with my life. I trust that you're going to ensure my well-being is okay. I trust that you, when those type of things are happening, we are able to move mountains. We are able to heal, you know, in the holy Ramadan Mubarak, to all of our Muslims who are listening. In the Quran, it tells us that we were made in pairs, not one at a time, pairs. So if we were made in pairs and we are the best of creation, it is best for us to have our pair and to be manifesting together. It is best for us to find that balance and find that harmony and find that ma'at where we can continue to be our best in the form, in the way that we were made, which was in pairs. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't one of us was here for 75,100 years, and then, no, it was a balance that happened. And even if you know, whatever, I know we don't have sisters to talk about, well, archaeology is showing that women were here first. Okay, that's great and that's wonderful. But there's still, in this state, there is a need for a balance for a reason. There is no one was created in the world by themselves. You can live in your own world that is created through your head, but in order for you to be as effective as possible, you have to engage. There are billions of people on this planet for engagement, for us to be able to show our interconnectedness. Our blood shows our interconnectedness, that we can all trace our mitochondrial DNA to interconnectedness. So when we can get to that space where sisters are rightfully in their roles, brothers are rightfully in their roles, that does not mean we are always going to agree. That does not mean that we are always going to see eye to eye. It does mean that honor and respect is instilled and we can truly heal. It does mean that just because we don't agree on something doesn't mean that we shouldn't be getting along. Doesn't mean that I have to abandon my post in my role to you because you don't agree with how I make my asparagus, or you don't agree with my idea of colorism. And when we can see that cohesiveness is far more important and working in our pair, you know, it's intentional that we talk about the woman first. It's intentional in the course that the role of the black woman was first, and then the black man is right behind it, because it is the wholeness that we should be able to, now in week three, we should be feeling whole and understanding that we have to do this work together. We have to hold hands in this. We have to have a male counterpart, a female counterpart, and we have to be walking collectively together at the same time, not one person doing the work only and the other person is kind of just waiting until you're done doing your work. And then No. We have to do this together, and that means honoring and respecting the position and the post and the role that all of us have. When we get into this week, we're going to be talking about platonic relationships and how brothers and sisters can be platonic support systems for one another, why it's important for us to be brothers and sisters platonically and not always be driven by a sexual attraction. We should be able to still be effective brothers and sisters to one another. And we had to get this part, the sister's role and the brother's role, out of the way before we could even talk about that. Because if you can't honor the role that you have to be as effective as possible, how in the world can you even begin to think that you can engage in a platonic relationship? And the truth is that when we honor the role of the black man, that black man is going to empower and going to protect the collective, not just one woman. He's going to understand the importance of protecting every black woman. When we get to the space of the sisters being able to understand that, them being supportive in masculinity and black masculinity isn't just for her husband. It's for every black man that she knows, sees, encounters, whatever, because it will engage in the energy. You see, in the energy, being married doesn't mean that I'm never going to engage with another person of the opposite sex. That's not productive to the community. But when you honor your husband or honor your wife in such a way, and you honor the role of the black woman, see, the theme of the class is not the role of your wife. It is the role of the black woman, the role of the black man that needs to be uplifted and respected, so that even if you just hold the door for me because you see me walking and coming in with my children, that honor is going to give me that empowerment, and now I'm going to feel like my collective community, it goes beyond. And we're going to talk about platonic next week, because we have to do the class first, but that's our next role. But the role of the black man in putting our men back in that rightful kingship, back in that manhood, back in celebrating who they are, their black fatherhood, their black husbandry, their black brotherhood, is vital to making sure that we move forward. If you're on the line and you want to get in on the conversation, go ahead and press, and I will get you in. We do have a caller, 720. You're on the line. How can I help you?
Yeah, peace. How you doing, sister?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Jelan Reed. I'm just calling from Denver, Colorado. One of my sisters had forwarded me the blog. I just started listening about like 5-10 minutes ago, so I don't know if you have been on for a while or not. But I heard you talking about polygyny. That's why I tuned in last. And I think that polygyny can be productive. Like you said, if the man is in the right state of mind and is with responsible sister wives and everybody's in agreement with the nature of the relationship. But I think it should start off with monogamy. Of course, I don't think brothers or sisters should just jump right into the polygynous relationship without first engaging monogamy. You know, start with one and build yourself up. And I think a lot more polygynous relationships should be considered for the economical incentives that it provides, as well as educational, which are two of the biggest things that we're lacking in the community, pool our funds, and my sisters and brothers bringing in more money into the household as a collective, and then the brothers and sisters in the household can educate the children and themselves, and, you know, that's all we need, or something that we need as a community. So, you know, I'm with the polygyny, responsible polygyny.
I did not bring up polygamy. I did not bring that up.
Okay.
And that didn't come up at all in the class, but because you brought it up, you know, I there are so many when you talk, and I'm just, because we're talking, and you said you just joined us, so let me give you a quick, I am doing a course here in Denver called Healing African American Relationships Today. So the next couple of weeks are going to be, the radio show is basically a follow-up of the previous class we just had, and we just had a class on the role of the black man.
Word.
Polygamy, it did not come up, but I will say that in the spirit of heart and being transparent and honest, when you bring that up for black women, it shuts us down. And not everyone, because I do think that, it's a beautiful form of marriage. I know some successful polygamous marriages. I could never do it personally. However, I know that it's a beautiful form of marriage. However, in the state that we are in right now as a collective community, that's, right. you know, bringing that up is it just completely, that's one of the barriers of us healing our relationships between male and female, because that comes up. And it's like, you know, it creates too much disharmony when it should be something that's productive and beautiful. And, you know, somebody has to be the bigger person and say, is this worth bringing this up, or is it worth just saying let's heal and allow the natural process of people who are with that to actually do it? You know what I mean? But, you know, we didn't bring that up in the class, and not that I'm against bringing it up. It just didn't come up. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't come up. But, I mean, you know, that's a definite respected perspective, and like I said, I think it's beautiful when it's done proper, and I have seen it done proper. I have also seen it done completely improper. You know what I mean? So it's But we didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
That did not come up at all.
Yeah, absolutely, sis. I agree with everything that you're saying about the vitality of the community right now, and I don't think we're responsible enough to engage that seriously. And I apologize if I did deviate off topic. I thought our religion mixed up my board. You said you were going to cover it next week, so I may have jumped ahead. But, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, sister. But the topic of discussion is, I mean, I could comment on that. But,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if the workshop you're having, because I'm new to this. I just got forward the message and just tuning in. You said you've been doing classes for a couple weeks now, and now the radio is like a post-class sort of discussion.
Yeah, I would love to have you. We're at the Dahlia Health and Wellness Center every Thursday. So I would love to have you come down and join the course because it sounds like you definitely have great input and can be a wonderful contributor to this process. But, yeah, definitely, like, come on, you know, like, come on and join the class. If you stay on the line, I'm going to give my number and I can give you some information on how to, you know, where we meet. We meet at 6:30. It's on Dahlia 35th, the Health and Wellness Center.
Oh, over there
yeah.
by the Planned Parenthood?
It's not by Planned Parenthood. It's a little couple blocks down. It's more by the library and the Boys and Girls
Club. By the library. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, so we would love to have you, brother. But stay on the line. We got more people on the line. Stay on the line. I would absolutely love to have you because we have some power in the course, and it's I think you would benefit, and it just I can sense energy, so it's, you know, I think you would be a great fit.
Oh yes, indeed, sis. I appreciate you. But yeah, I'm here. I'm staying on the line.
Okay. I think we lost our person who wanted to get on the line. So I will continue. Again, this is a post-class, as the brother just mentioned, to HEART, Healing African-American Relationships Today, and the importance of us healing our interpersonal relationships and why we need to do this work. I mean, we can't keep marching and reading books and talking and doing the shell work, if you will, to the healing. We have to get into the nitty-gritty of the energy, the spiritual, and the relationship healing. 980, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to all your dialogue, whether the brother you're speaking with. I'm listening to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm agreeable with you. Okay, certain things. You go ahead and finish your dialogue and come back to me when you can. Okay, I'm listening.
Well, the lines are open, so you're good. I mean, you can speak.
Well, number one, let's see. I'm trying to equalize the energy level between male and female.
Mm.
I understand, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. I understand the dialogue that you're speaking of. In relation to intimate relationships and social relationships, the man and woman have to agree on what their role really is.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the female role in the dialogue that you're presenting to the brothers that you're talking to. And I agree with it. I don't have any disagree with anything that you're telling him. Only thing is that the brothers don't really understand the brothers. The women do, just like you do. But the brothers don't really stand their relationship with the female. Energy. Energy.
Hmm.
They don't understand it. Because of the fact that I'm an energy healer, I understand the difference between what the male doesn't understand and what the female really understands. Once the male understands the female energy, then you have no reason to disconnect with each other. It becomes a harmonious relationship, regardless of whether it's a friendship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's socially something in relationship to, and for as business is concerned, but whatever it is, you have to have a harmonious relationship with the male that understands the female energy. That's the problem. The problem is that the males on the planet don't understand the female energy. They don't understand it. Once they understand it, then we can work and compromise and certain type of things that we can do to make progress. That's where I'm at, and I understand it. Allah has given me that kind of blessing to understand it. So I understand what you're talking about with the male entity that you're conversing with. I understand what actually you are relating to him, because I've been blessed to understand. Okay, I've been blessed to understand. So I'm like you, talking to you, I'm like, wow, you are, I wish I could marry you. I wish I could marry you, make you my fourth wife. I'm allowed to have four women. That's all I'm allowed to have. I got three women ahead of you, and they all support me tremendously, fantastically. You are the fourth woman I've ever met in my life that I would really ever want to be seriously, sincerely connected to, because of your knowledge and your heart and what you love and what you deal with, because it increases my knowledge about what I'm really dealing with as a Muslim. No, I'm serious. I'm very blessed to understand what it takes to communicate with the female about what we really have to do. It's in the Quran. I'm reading this Quran every day. This month of Ramadan is just beautiful. But I wanted to tell you that, to let you know that's how I feel about you. You go ahead and talk to the brothers you continue to deal with. Give him the insight that Allah has blessed you to know. Inspire him. Whatever it is you need to do to tell him, whatever it is you need to talk to, do it, because you've been blessed to understand. You're very insightful. You're very blessed, and you're very insightful. Keep doing that. I don't care if I don't connect with you what I need to. I need to connect with you very badly. But if I don't, well, I'll be in Denver in a little while. But whoever you could connect with in this month of Ramadan, give them the best of yourself, because you're very insightful and you're very blessed. You're very beautiful. I love you for it. I love you very much. I've loved you for a long time in reality, but go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll get back to you when I can, okay? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum as-salam
wa rahmatullah. Yes, 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 family. The importance of keeping those roles. You know, I'm not a man, and I'm not sure how you are able to completely and totally receive, but one thing that is definitely for sure is I have been able to see that manifestation within my marriage, and I have been able to see within my husband, because of his ability to be so masculine, I guess that's the best word. His masculinity has empowered my femininity and the ability for the wisdom or the insight or whatever it is that you want to identify it as, he's been my pair. And being able to have that is, it only uplifts the collective unit. It only, you know, there isn't in the class we talked about, you know, the brother brought up always wanting to be in power and to have the ability to one needs to be over someone else. When you really get into that harmony and you really get into, it's not about me having control over my husband or my husband having control over me. It's more about what is the balance of both. And because of his ability and because of my ability and us working it out, you know, I talk about in my book, Rearrangement, I talk about that struggle that I had with my husband and just my own of saying, of just trusting the energy, of just trusting the spirit, of the knowingness that he is a part of the plan that is for my path, and I have to allow that path to come through. So without, and I don't want to just brag and say anything, but my husband is definitely the best man that I know, and I'm honored that I get to be his wife. And he chose me, and I chose him, and we choose each other every single day. This isn't we're very conscious of making sure, like, there isn't this heaviness of burden or anything. It's really like I look at him, he looks at me, and we're really saying we choose to do this work. We choose to be each other's pair and be each other's balance so that we can continue to move forward. And the insight, you know, all my husband does is empowers my ability to be even more insightful because I'm able to examine what we have had to go through. And if you've gotten the book, I hope you have, go order Rearrangement. It's on Amazon or you can get it directly from Healer Alcette Miriam Ali.com. But either way, if you've read my book, you saw that the transparency that I had to allow him to be a part of that rearrangement. But that's the effect of communication, and it made me a better daughter. It made me a better sister. It makes me a better mother. It makes me a better community leader. It makes me all of these things that much better because it did start with that harmonious exchange with one another. And I don't, and there hasn't been a full accessibility until I was able to come to the table in a healed, whole space. And same is true for my husband. You know, the beauty that we get to exchange with one another is simply because we have identified that we need to be in that harmony with one another and that balance. And there's a glow, there's a light, there's a fulfillment that comes when you're able to move in that way, and it's an honor, and it's an honor, and it's lovely. Yes. So if there's anyone else on the line who would like to get on, go ahead and press 1, and you can get your comments on. That was an interesting space, but I was able to, you know, represent. I am Mrs. Ali, for the record. I am Mrs. Ali. So if there is anyone. Go ahead and press 1 if you want to join the discussion. In the meantime, you can go to www.healeralsetmariamali.com. Go get the book. Go get the book. Go get the book, Rearrangement. If you are in Denver, come on Thursdays. These sessions are so dope, okay? We are doing such incredible work and such incredible healing for the community. Come to the sessions, come to the sessions, come to the sessions. And you want to make some moves and make some empowerment and connect and connect and connect so we can do our best. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Healer Alcette Miriam Ali, and that is Mrs. Alcette Miriam Ali. And we can, Lord have mercy. Okay, I think we have somebody else on the line. 720, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Oh, hello?
I'll still ask you. This is the brother Jelan that you just got off.
Oh yes. Did you want something else to say?
Yeah, since you got me on, I'll just comment on the subject matter, just the role of the black man. You know, Father's Day of course just passed. And I don't know if y'all guys watch or anybody in the host queue or listening in watches Sonetta TV or Black News, but they had Queen of Fool on there with another sister, mm-hmm. and they was talking about their relationships with their father and with their son and the significance of having that relationship with your father as a daughter. And one of the sisters that she was interviewing, she hadn't met her father at all, I think up until recently, like a year ago, I think she said she met her father, and she's like in her 30s. But all through her life, she wanted to know who her father was, and she never seen him. But she got a bit emotional when she started talking about meeting her father for the first time and the resemblance that they share. And as soon as she saw him, you know, she saw herself in him and how that filled a void for her that she didn't know it was empty until she actually saw her father. She didn't know that she needed that until she had got that from him. So for all the fathers out there, or mothers, or sisters, or brothers who grew up without a father, because, you know, that's heavy in our community. Unfortunately, not a lot of fathers aren't there. So I just, you know, and a chick that one of the girls I talked to right now, she has a father and a stepfather. And for the majority of her life, up until she was like 14 years old, she didn't know her father, or her father left at a very young age and he came back. And then she had another father there, her stepfather that her mom had married, but she still needed her biological father there. So I just want to stress the importance of fathers being there. Even if you've been out your child's life, or you feel ashamed about leaving, and, you know, if you don't know how you should come back and deal with it, you know, that's very significant. And for the brothers and sisters who may be, are wondering where their father is gone, if they're not there, or even if you got your father in the household, but you don't necessarily talk or connect with your father, because me and my father didn't have a relationship up until, you know, a few years ago. You know, we never had that really that tight of a bond or a serious relationship. And I didn't know I needed that up until recently. You know, I thought, well, I'm older now, you know, I'm an adult. I don't need my father like I used to, but I definitely do, no matter how old I get. So that's just something I want to share for the people.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And thank you, brother, for that. That's right on. Absolutely. 720, you are on the line. How may I help you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Nisun Luong. I'm also in Denver. And I wanted to ask, shout out to Jelan, to the big brother Jelan. I wanted to ask you, black women, like a lot of us black men who's doing what we got to do, sometimes we think we got it. Sometimes we think, you know, we sometimes we're on the right track, but sometimes our ego gets the best of us. And some shit happens with our wife or something like that, and she got to kind of check us and put us back in place. So I want to know from you, what do you guys think black man's role is in the community? What would y'all like to see from us?
Wow, what a great question. I do not want to speak for every sister, but I will say I do belong to a few sisterhoods. And what we want to see is there's two major things. The acceptance on who we are to you. We want to see that you are not so egotistical and so prideful that you won't allow us to affect you the way we need to affect you, and you taking it to your head thinking that we are going to manipulate it. That's the first thing. And the second thing is going to be completely and totally standing in your role, even when it gets uncomfortable, because we have to grow and learn together. That is huge. We want to be able to know that, you know, if we make a mistake, you'll stand for us in the very same way that we're going to stand for you, you know, when you make a mistake. We don't want to be we're tired. We're tired. We want that burden of that manhood or those roles to be given back to you. We don't really want them. You know, I think there's brothers tend to think we want to be strong and have, no, we really don't. We do want to be at home, or some of us who don't want to be at home, and we do actually want to be out in the community or whatever. We want that without the burden of being the provider. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want that without the burden of being the protector. If we're going to engage in that way, let us be in the role of we're additional contribution, not the essential contribution. You know what I'm saying? Because that definitely is a heavy burden. So those two things. But I can say firmly, I don't know one sister who doesn't want our brothers to just accept. Goodness gracious, the black woman is incredible. She's dynamic, and she has helped me be better. Because we want to say that about y'all. You know what I mean? We want, and we know that if you allow us to infect you with our black womanhood, you will affect us with your black manhood. We get that. You know, just like the caller before Brother Jelani came back on said, you know, understanding the energy that we give to y'all, that is vital. That is vital.
Wow.
I hope, brother, you can come to. You're in Denver, you said?
Yes, I'm in Denver.
I would love to invite you on Thursday as well. You and Brother Jelani, if you don't mind, can I take your number and give you a call? I'm going to give Jelani back on the call and see if I can take his number and give you guys a call, because I would love to have you guys in on this Thursday. And then it's the next like 8 Thursdays to do this work, because I think it will give, you know, and it's more perspective. I would love to, if you don't mind, brother, I want to take your number.
No, I don't mind at all. I don't mind, and I appreciate it, and I'm thankful for being able to build. I'm appreciative to the fullest extent. Hold on, mama. How did you want to exchange information?
I can see your number. So you don't have to leave it out on the line, and I'll give you a call once the show is over. In about 10-15 minutes, I'm going to get back to Jelani and see if he doesn't mind as well, and I can give both of you a call after the show. But I would love to have you in the course with us.
All right. I would appreciate that. You guys enjoy, man.
Okay, thank you, brother. You can stay on the line. I'm going to just mute your line, and let me get it to Brother Jelani. Hopefully he was listening. Brother Jelani, are you still there?
I'm here.
Did you hear I just asked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm inboxing you on Facebook right now. It's Hila Us at Miriam Ali, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Great. Okay. Well, family, this is exactly why we have to do this work. If you are participating in the course and then you listen to the radio show, see? All I got to do is say, see, trust the process, y'all. Trust the process. We can get through. And on the flip side of that, if you're not able to participate in the course because you're not in Denver or because you just whatever the reason, listening to the radio show, you still get to get the same. It's not as intense, but you still get the engagement at least. And we can see how this work is going to work, because to have these powerful brothers call in today and now get them to be involved with the course and to move forward is the work. Because now when we march, we're going to march with an energy of collective cohesiveness versus my clique and this party over here and that crew over here and this. No. We need to get past that, brothers and sisters. The black community, we don't have time. We are in a state of emergency. And the only way to get to the nitty-gritty of it all is to get to the interpersonal relationships, how we engage with one another, not how we Facebook with each other, yo, not how we're tweeting with each other. It is very much about making sure that we are contributing to the healing with our energy and our spirit. What a show! This show was awesome, y'all. Like this show was awesome. even with me having to reaffirm my marriage, but it's definitely, it was an honor. How beautiful. I am honored to do this work. You can find me at healerasebmiriamali.com. If you are in Denver, please come to Cleo Parker Robinson this Saturday. So I'm asking you to come to Thursday at Heart. I'm also asking you to come. I do a youth dance team for little black girls who love to dance. And come to our show. It's called Work It. These girls bust they behind, and they deserve the community support. These are little black girls who are choosing to, and I need to stop calling them little black girls. They are young ladies who are choosing to dance instead of being out doing something that they don't have no business doing. So please come and support. Tickets are $15. So come and support. Tell more people to come and support. Come and see what, you know, me mentoring these girls. And again, this contributes to my marriage too. Me being comfortable in my femininity allows me to show them black womanhood in a brand new way, and also give of them something of within myself that I am able to tap into. Okay, I am. Yes, and to the brother Jelani, you are so awesome and so right about the fatherhood piece. As I just received a text from my dad, I had a man who stepped in and raised me and actually gave me his last name. And I mean, I didn't even understand until, you know, I started. And I didn't need my biological father. Me and my biological father are completely tight now. But in my childhood, that importance, I mean, it's fatherhood. And motherhood isn't about bloodline. It's about, are you able to take that responsibility? I celebrate fatherhood twice because of that, with my daddy and then with my biological daddy. So I appreciate that. You're so right. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, bring two more people to listen to the show. Next week, we are going to be talking about platonic relationships and how men and women in the black community can be just friends. There's this theory that it's not possible, and if that's the case, then we are in an even worse state of emergency if we can't even be supportive of one another because we're opposite sex. So join us next week, and this week at Heart, that is what we will be talking about. Again, you can find me at healerasebmiriamali.com. Get my book, Rearrangement. Find me on Facebook. Brothers who called in, I'm going to be calling you in a couple of minutes. I just need to decompress from the show, and then I'll give you a call, get my energy right. Thank you. I love y'all. Ramadan Mubarak. Let's get this work done, and I will see y'all next Tuesday.